for two on this Thursday night. The Republican National Convention continuing, Donald Trump giving his acceptance speech. There'll be many excerpts of that for you to watch at your convenience, at Rents and elsewhere on the Internet. David John Oates is standing by this hour. What we're going to do is premiere some new reverse speech analyses of some of the key players in geopolitics. These will be posted at the site for you to look at, to listen, whenever you'd like. They'll be at reversespeech.com as well. Reverse speech continues to lead the way in exposing reality and truth as opposed to chicanery, lies, and deceit. And you know which party stands for reality and truth. It's quite obvious. We can't have even anybody with a brain voting for the Clintons. It doesn't make any sense. It'll never make sense. Why would anyone vote for criminals? Why would anyone vote for a woman who rakes in millions and millions of dollars, $7 million last year in speeches and fundraising? The Clinton Foundation received over $100 million from Gulf states in the Middle East, many of whom are involved with international global terrorism. This woman left America in shambles. She left Libya, a destroyed nation. She left Syria, bleeding, an open gaping wound. She left Egypt, in grievous trouble. It doesn't end. It's still going on in Afghanistan. Where can these people who are currently in the White House and running this country point and suggest by any stretch of the imagination that they have achieved anything? They cannot do it. It's over for them. We cannot tolerate eight more years of the Clintons or this political ideology, this graft, this corruption, this criminality at the highest levels of our political process. If we allow this, it's over. And I'm not overstating anything. It's done. So it's up to you, all of you. I know a lot of you are watching Donald Trump right now. You'll listen to this later on. You've got to make the move. You've got to make sure everybody who cares and who can think gets out and votes and supports change. We need change. Obama lied. There was no change. He lied. Hillary lied. You don't believe me? Do a Google search or any search for Hillary liar and Obama liar. And look what you come up with. YouTube, same thing. All right, let's go down to Australia. David Oates, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Now, watching Donald Trump right now. I'll be right on top of that for speech reversals as soon as the speech is uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah, I put a few minutes during the break watching it. It's a great speech. And
I'll be watching a little bit. So, yeah. Anyway, that'll be up on my website. Probably, I'll get it done tonight, so probably by Saturday or Sunday.
Very good. All right, excellent. Well, I'm sure that we'll find traditional classic Donald J. Trump, congruent, honest. I mean, the man is just up there pouring it out from the depths and recesses of his heart, his soul, his conscience. He cares. It's clear. Yep. It's obvious. He's not a phony. When you hear that woman talk, your skin crawls. Look at her sleazy husband. Listen to him talk. We can't take this anymore. It's over. It's done.
Yeah, you're on. Well, then let's start with. We'll start with Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton. I was going to start with Melania.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, one of the biggest betrayals in modern contemporary American political history, without question.
Well, his reversals certainly bear that out. So here he is. Here he is endorsing Hillary Clinton. So let's run this forward.
I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States.
And here he says, blow wish in her scam.
Here's my wish in Erskine.
I'm sorry, hear Blow Wish in her scam.
Hear Blow Wish in Erskine.
Yeah, there it is.
Hear Blow Wish.
Yeah.
Scam. Hear Blow Wish in Erskine.
So, yeah, good luck, Hillary. That's what he's saying. You know, it's all a con job and the scam you're pulling. But anyway, I'll blow you a wish. Good luck.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, yeah. That's the real Bernie Sanders talking. You know, these people don't understand, David. He's a lifelong communist. They just don't get it. He's not a socialist. He's more than that. He's a communist. Now, his position on trade works with Donald Trump, and certainly many of his supporters will come over and support Trump, who is absolutely against the policies that have put this country in such grievous debt. My God, it's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with protecting American jobs and factories. Anyway, go ahead. That's a very telling reversal. He knows. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we have the next one. This is one of three references that Bernie Sanders uses the word Satan in reference to Hillary Clinton.
Interesting.
Don't hear Satan very often. It's not a common metaphor, but three times he uses it. So here's the first one.
Hillary Clinton is far and away the best candidate to do that.
He says, Satan milk you.
Satan milk you.
Satan milk you.
Oh, my.
Satan milk you.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. She is satanic. Satan will milk you, and she'll take you to the cleaners, boy. Wow.
She absolutely will. Hey, listen to this one.
Hillary Clinton is listening to the scientists who tell us that if we do not act boldly in the very near future, there will be more drought, more floods.
There's a here to sell Satan.
Near to sell Satan.
How about that, hey?
Near to sell Satan.
That's it. That is incredible. He's admitting what he's doing.
I know.
His subconscious is saying, come on, Bernie, we're here to sell Satan. That's what you're doing.
I know. Hillary Clinton, of course, being Satan, you know. So.
Yes.
Quite amazing. And I'll play the other Satan reversal. We might as well play all three of them.
Sure.
So here's the next one.
The greed of the drug companies must end. This election is about the grotesque level of income and wealth inequality.
And this one is, why was Satan near Shallow Sin?
Why was Satan near Shallow Sin?
What is he saying? Why was Satan in a shallow sin?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. I got shallow, but it could be shallow. Let's do it again. Yeah, shallow, shallow. Near shallow sin. There we go. So. Three references to Satan. That's just absolutely unbelievable.
Very, very, very. I've never heard it in all the years I've been listening. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Once in a while you get Satan, but not very often. Then when do we get Satan? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That's when we got Satan. And if you don't know, that's Barack Obama. Yes, we can. And backwards, it is thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan. Yeah, I'll see if I can pull that up during the break, and we'll play that one again.
I'll find it. I'll pull it up here. Whenever.
Okay. All right. So here we have Bernie Sanders also calling Hillary Clinton Satan. So
that's really telling. As corrupt and left wing as he is, I guess he can't help calling a spade a spade. That's the truth. So.
That's exactly right. And here's Sanders again.
She believes, we all believe, that we must raise the minimum wage to a living wage.
And here he simply says, he will bore you.
He'll bore you.
He'll bore you.
Oh, well.
He'll bore you.
He's talking about himself, you know.
He
will bore you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very funny.
All right, Oh, here we have one that might be a positive one. This uses the metaphor wolf. Now, wolf's very common. But once again, metaphors in politics are unusual. You don't get them very often. It's mainly in my private client work that I get metaphors.
Right? Hillary is committed to seeing thousands of young doctors, nurses, psychologists, dentists, and other medical professionals practice in underserved areas as we follow through on President Obama's idea of tripling funding for the National Health Service.
And Wolf will love you. Oops, sorry. Wolf. Oh, it's a jump. Now we'll do it.
Wolf will love you.
Huh.
Wolf will love you.
Well, that's a nice positive reversal.
Wolf will love you.
Okay, that's a positive one. Saying, yeah, she's going to look after you, going to protect you. But, but the here to sell Satan far outweighs.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
One positive one. And then we have one more on Sanders.
We need major changes in the way we deliver mental health treatment throughout this country.
And he says, our bell with you.
Our bell with you.
Our bell with you.
Yeah, there it is.
Our bell with you.
Yeah, well, you know, he was ringing the bell of healthcare reform. I mean, he's after socialist system like Canada. So you know, that's a consistent reversal with his policy. So he's congruent there. But the best one of them all, I'm going to play this one again because this is the classic.
Hillary Clinton is listening to the scientists who tell us that if we do not act boldly in the very near future, there will be more drought, more floods.
And here to sell Satan.
Near to sell Satan.
Near to sell Satan.
Wow, that's talk about a burning remark. There it is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I was stunned to hear three in one little clip. It was only like a 10-minute clip or something. And I got about 10, 12 reversals all up, and three of them were about endorsing Satan, which is just mirrors, of course, as you said, the theme, the yes, we can, which is versus the thank you, Satan. All right, so let's have a look at Mike Pence. And I still have to get to his speech at the Republican convention last night. I will get to that as soon as I possibly can. Okay, all right, so let's look at Mike Pence. And here we go.
The heroes of my youth were John F. Kennedy and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And he says, make you feel numb with God.
Make you feel numb with God.
And again. Yeah, well, that's a reflection of his Christian values. He says, I'm Christian first, conservative second, and Republican third, in that order. So, that's...
Numb with God. In other words, overwhelmed. Here's... you want to hear... Let's see if I can... I've got this. I'll get it later. Go ahead. Keep going with Pence. This is no one has heard. A lot of people don't know much about Pence still, so this is very helpful.
And we'll find out more when I do his speech last night. We'll have all those for you for the show next week.
Great.
Most important thing in my life is that 31 years ago I married the girl of my dreams, Karen Pence, who will make a great second lady of the United States of America.
And this one worries me a little bit. He says, the gamble will snap. And we heard snap on Trump, if you remember, when Cruz and Kasich came up against him. And he said, they will snap, they will snap. And here we have, the gamble will snap.
The gamble will snap.
The gamble will snap. The gamble will snap.
All right, now let's think about this. The gamble. What's the gamble? What is the gamble here?
Well, gamble is Mike Pence as a running mate, is it not?
There's no other way to look at it.
No.
Okay, let's draw the parallel. Let's turn the coin over. When Hillary said, I'm scared, or what did she say? I'm afraid? I'm scared? I can't remember which.
Hillary's scared. I'll play that later on.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now,
Hillary's scared.
So what Pence is I think, saying is that he, in fact, doesn't have as much confidence as he'd like to have. I think he's admitting sort of, you know, I'm hope this works.
Right. You know? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, he's not 100% confident is how I interpret the reverse.
I think that will grow over time, but it's a big jump from governor to running for vice president, and maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a sign of somebody, and I'm not trying to rationalize or be an apologist, but maybe it's a sign of someone who doesn't have an overwhelming ego, who doesn't have the kind of arrogance and brazen personality that Clinton has. He's a human being. Maybe this is a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't shape up too bad. The rest of his reversals are okay. That one just wired me a little bit. And here we have the next one on Pence.
I fought every single day for taxpayers and fiscal responsibility when I was a member of the Congress of the United States.
Now, I guess this is referring to Hillary, but he says backwards, did I need this remark with her members?
Did I need this remark with her members?
Did I need this remark with her members?
It's clear, too.
Did I need this remark with her members?
I have not a clue about that. I don't have any idea what he's saying.
Maybe he's thinking about a put-down comment, the members of the Congress. Was he put down by Hillary Clinton at some stage?
He's talking about the members of Congress, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, there it is. I play them all, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think he may be a meek kind of guy that he's doing well so far, though he's getting good reviews.
I think
he'll grow into it, and I think Donald Trump got exactly what he wanted. He wanted a shadow, and he got a shadow. And he got a nice-appearing fellow who can speak, rather straight to the simple folks.
Yeah.
He's not arrogant or condescending to an upper crust. He speaks straight.
Right,
so,
right.
I think it works.
Yeah, there's no negative reversals on him that I found.
No. Yeah. Well, we'll be watching it all the way through the campaign. God, we've been doing this for over a year, David, already.
Unbelievable.
here's the evil, and I think most of you have figured that out by now, the evil president. That whole yes, we can backwards is thank you, Satan. Yeah, I'm going to play this now.
But I'm going to do.
Whoops, that's I got to stop that. Hold on.
Wrong one.
That's another. Let me stop that one. I got too many windows open here. All right, here.
Same problem myself.
Yes, we can.
And reverse.
Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan.
Thank you,
Satan.
Well, no doubt about it.
Yep. Anyway, there it is. All right, so another one on Pence. Here we go.
And after the Republicans lost the Congress in 2006, I was actually unanimously elected to serve in leadership.
And here he says, I shall deal the nurse.
A shitty nurse.
A shitty nurse.
Another way, oh, I sure deal.
A shitty nurse.
Could be I sure deal the nurse. Hang on.
A shitty nurse?
Ah, oh, sure, shall.
I sure deal the nurse.
Means the same thing. He's there to looking after things, you know? He's he's caring, considerate. Oh, no, that doesn't mean nurse. Nurse, you know, to
support. A support base. Yeah.
Yeah, right. A support base. There you go. Yeah. So another good one. I'm not too sure what he means on this one, but anyway, here we go.
Today we have a $2 billion surplus and the highest credit rating in the nation. And since I became governor, Hoosier businesses, large and small, have created nearly 150,000 net new jobs.
Okay, I know what this also means. And the sole purse rely on me.
And the sole purse rely on me.
And the sole purse rely on me.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, I think what he's saying is he's talking about finances in the state, purse, the money, and he's solely in charge of the purse, the money, and how it's developed and grown in Indiana. I'm the sole purse. I'm the guy.
Yeah, that's actually a good reversal. Yeah, let's run it again. Here's the phones.
Today we have a $2 billion surplus and the highest credit rating in the nation. And since I became governor, Hoosier businesses, large and small, have created nearly 150,000 net new jobs.
Yeah, and the sole purse rely on me.
And the sole purse rely on me.
Yeah.
And he delivered.
Yeah, he did too. Yeah. $2 billion in surplus, so he claims. I guess those figures.
Well, that's 150,000 jobs or whatever he said. That's a lot of jobs for one state in this economy. So, yeah, he's the sole purpose was to make that state healthy. And the purse is the economy, and he did it. So,
he did it. Yeah,
that works. That's good.
Yep. All right. Okay, here he is talking about Trump.
And let me say from my heart, that's what the no-nonsense leadership of Donald J. Trump will bring to Washington, D.C.
And here he is. Yes, he is. Let me show it.
Yes, he is. Let me show it.
Yes, he is. Let me show it.
Nice and congruent.
Yes, he is. Let me show it.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump the man. Let me show it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Oh, he's not shaping up too bad at all. All right, okay.
No, then, very good.
And then the last one I've got here.
Tomorrow, we're tired of being told by elites from Wall Street to Washington, D.C., how things have to be. I think Donald Trump, people sense in him a strength of leadership. They're drawn to that.
This is a reversal. Hang on, I just got to get the here in the past, give my heart.
Ib passing it by heart.
I don't know what it means by here in the past, but to give my heart, certainly, you know, he's in this, you know, he's in it boots and all. I don't know what it means by here in the past, maybe some lessons he's learned, I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, he doesn't shape up too bad, but I'll have more on him.
No, I think it's very good. All things considered, early on, we don't really have much to go on, but it's all positive.
Yep, so far.
Yeah, good. All right. Hold on a second. We'll come right back, David, and continue with more reverse speech revelations for you. Okay, and we're back with David. Donald Trump is wrapping up his speech. Let's listen here for a minute or so, just to give you an idea. I know a lot of you are watching it, but I'd like to get a little piece of this in the program, David.
Yeah, go for it. Yep.
Here we go.
And we will make America great again. God bless you, and good night. I love you.
Well, there was the right point to come in. That was the wrap up. He had, from what I was able to watch and listen a little bit, great speech, perfect delivery, made a lot of sense. And here comes Melania down the stage now. I think the woman has gives him a hug and a kiss. Gives him a great deal of credibility. People really liked her presentation. Here comes his rest of his family, his son, one of them, their son, and we'll see if they all come out. Anyway, it's such a nice change for America to see real human beings, not professional criminals, professional politicians. Just disgusting to see what we've been, how have we survived Bush 41? How have we survived the Clintons? How did we survive George W. Bush? How do we survive 7.5 years of whoever that guy is in the White House? David, this country literally has been abused to the maximum for all of those years, and still we stand. And this man, Donald Trump, wants to bring us back from the edge of total defeat and disaster. Yep. That's where we are.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, well, I think he's going to do it, too. I'm a little worried he's behind on the polls. That worries me.
Don't worry about the polls. The so-called number one poll was proven to be fraudulent. I just ran the story the other day. They're all leaning for Hillary several points. All of us have to keep in mind that the polls are rigged like everything else. I'm not saying every poll, every time is rigged, but it is too easy to rig polling, to skew, to select, to oversample Democrats, pro-Hillary, females. It's easy to do. Your test group can be easily twisted and corrupted to produce the direction of the results that you want. So make your decision not based on the polls. This is not a popularity contest. This is a contest about issues and about the future of this country. And if we don't prevail, I fear to think of what's happening. All right, what you got next for us?
Melania Trump.
Oh, very good. Very good.
She's a good person. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Very kind.
Oh, sorry. Now we'll play the forwards.
Thank you very much. You have all been very kind to Donald and me.
And she says, leave war.
Leave war.
Leave war.
Leave war.
Well, you know, no fighting. Let's just have peace and make it all work.
Isn't that interesting? The tone, the tonality, and the inflection. It's not just leave war. It's she's kind of giving her solemn vow and wish.
You're right.
It's very interesting that. And remember, reversals show emotion. They do.
Let's play that reversal again. Leave war.
Leave war.
Yep.
Leave war. Leave war.
In other words, we've got to leave war behind, or we are not going to make it as a planet, as a people. We won't make
it. That's the opposite of Hillary Clinton, of course. She had a reversal that said, I will bring us war.
Yeah, she is absolutely the war witch. She will have us in World War III in no time at all. None.
Yeah, here it is. Here, play this one.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS.
Well, there's the difference in her voice. You can even hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And she says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war.
Now, you hear the W in war, folks. It's very clear. And one would ask that wretch, fine, what happened during your reign as Secretary of State? Did you do any of those things? Did you have the ability to recommend them and to implement them? You bet. What happened during the 7.5 years that your party has been in the White House? What happened to the 8 years when you and your husband were ripping off this country? She is so vile. This is the most vile woman or man I think in modern political history. I don't know anything that can compare to it, whatever it is.
I agree. All right, let's look at Melania Trump again.
Because, like me, he loves this country very much.
Okay, and this is a metaphor. I think it's a fairly easy one to understand. I'll play it first, and I'll tell you what it means. It says, here I fleece Nazis Valley.
Here I fleece Nazis Valley.
We're
at
Fleischnachsitz
Valley.
You hear that there?
Sure.
We're at Fleischnachsitz Valley. Now, the Nazis are the dark elite fleecing the Nazis Valley, taking their power away. We are taking the power away.
Time for change.
Lead establishment. Yes. Yep. That's right. Yeah. Time for change. In my speech, I am robbing them of their power. I'm fleecing them of the reign that they hold. So it's actually quite a strong reversal.
Absolutely. Now, this is not a lightweight woman at all.
She's being. All right, next one.
My husband's experience exemplifies growth and successful passage of opportunity to the next generation.
He says they share in his standard. Very clear. Actually, I got to say that of all the YouTube videos I've put up in the last month or so, this one has got the most positive comments. People just love this YouTube video. They share in his standard. The people of this generation will share in the standard that Donald Trump has to bring, as he said at his speech tonight. I'm the law and order candidate. So let's play that one again. Here's the Fords.
My husband's experience exemplifies growth and successful passage of opportunity to the next generation.
And they share in his standard. Nice and clear. And compare these to here I'm here to sell Satan. it's just chalk and cheese.
She is going to take us to war. It's very simple.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah, big time. Yeah, she says she's worried about the nuclear clothes being in Trump's hands. Not even. I worry about the nuclear clothes being in her hands. I mean, that is a real threat.
Yeah. No, she's in the Democrat convention. All she can do is personally attack this great American, Donald Trump, and his family, by extension. How do you attack a successful family like that? All good people. They all obviously care. Americans, Jewish Americans, just human beings. They're all there. The whole group is a great mix in there. So, yep. Very interesting.
All right, next one on Melania.
These are the values Donald and I will bring to the White House.
Now, this is either we love with the seed or we love with a seed. It doesn't make the meaning of the reversal much different, but I've been swapping between the seed and a seed, and I still can't decide. We love with the seed or we love with a seed.
We love with a seed.
Oh, it's A.
We love with a seed.
We love with a seed.
She says we love the seed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would
we love
sense.
The seed. It's almost like an Italian. I think it's just part of her dialect.
Thanks. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, but it's a nice, easy verse to understand. Bringing in new life.
Absolutely. New rebirth of the country. Sprouting of a whole new America. You got it.
Yep. And then we have the last reversal on Melania.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump is ready to serve and lead this country as the next president of the United States.
And she says backwards, they deserve standards.
They deserve standards.
Very clear.
They deserve standards.
Yeah, they deserve.
We do. Equity. Law and order, we deserve standards. There are no standards anymore. There are no parameters. There are no boundaries. It's all do what you want. Nobody cares. No moral inhibitions, no restraints, no accountability, no responsibility. She's talking about standards. That's how you build a country. There has to be a structure. It's like building a building without some kind of an internal structure or frame. You can't do it. It'll fall down. And that's what's happening now. Great speech. Did she not use the word standard twice during her reversals?
Yes, she used it twice. Hang on, let me play the first one again.
Interesting.
They share in his standard.
Yeah. My husband's experience exemplifies growth and successful passage of opportunity to the next generation.
They share in his standard. Nasir in the standard. And then, of course, we got the last one. They deserve standards.
It's
standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Sorry.
You don't hear that word too often, and it's a good word. That's interesting. She's very, very solid in her entire framework of thinking and being. This is a very substantial woman.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Good solid moral fiber inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can tell it by looking at her son. You know, her Donald Trump's youngest son.
Yeah.
She's obviously raised him very well. Point of fact, all of Trump's kids have been raised extremely well. Just such an impressive family.
Agreed. I totally agree. Wow. You have really done it again. This is showing Americans the light of truth. And where would we be without this? We'd be left at the hands. And I'm not saying everybody in America listens to reverse speech and these reversals, but those of you who do, it will solidify your instincts, I think, and many of you have wonderful instincts. You can't get those instincts from the mainstream media. This is the only place you're really going to get it, with reverse speech, unmasking the reality of the people involved.
Yep, that's right.
Well, you were never wrong. Reverse speech was never wrong during the primaries. We caught those other losers, professional politicians, liars. They were so exposed. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, they certainly were. Let's throw in a couple of, here we got a bit more time. I'll throw a couple of verses on Hill, or just to give us a, just give
play the war one again. That's worth another round.
You like the war one. Okay. Hang on. Let me wait. Right, I just put it in. I just closed it out. Hang on one second.
Right.
Yep. Here we go. So here is the forwards.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
Wow. She'll set the whole Middle East afire, alight, is what she'll do.
Sure she will. No question. And, you know, these are all bogus positions. They've been in the White House it'll be eight years with Obama. She was the Secretary of State. What the hell happened? She presided over the execution of Muammar Gaddafi, arguably the greatest leader in the Middle East of our time. Ask his people. They got more from their own natural resources returned to them than any other country on the planet. It was just a marvelous country. She destroyed it. Syria destroyed. Afghanistan continually destroyed. And covered, all of them, remember, covered with uranium. Depleted uranium. Forever. It will continue killing people forever, basically. The woman is pure evil.
Oh, yeah, she absolutely is. And here's a couple others on her. Here we go.
And I will also knock down the barriers for minority-owned and women-owned small businesses.
Oh, right.
She says, right. Say you rave in my con.
Sir, you rave in my con.
Just a big con. It's a rave, is meaningless talk. So she's just talking out of a blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's another one.
It's just one step. If you make something illegal, what are the consequences for that illegality? So it's really just a half a step away from what they've been saying for some time.
Generally, I don't know what she's talking about here. Backwards, hear the lie, do it.
You know, I do it.
Wow.
That's
clear.
Sure is.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
No boundaries, David. No boundaries. Hear the lie, do it. Doesn't matter. No accountability. The laws of the land do not apply to the 1%. She's above all law, answerable to no one. Hear the lie, do it.
Yeah, exactly right. And here's the famous Hillary scared.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Okay, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Yeah.
Hillary's scared.
Yep.
Hillary's scared.
See, that was in the beginning, too.
And yeah, that was. If Trump gets into the White House, can he reopen the investigation into Clinton's emails, or is that now closed?
I believe he certainly can. He appoints the director of the FBI. He can instruct the new director to open an investigation. Sure. That's so outrageous, I think he would be remiss if he didn't do that, one of the first things in office. Name a new FBI director and instruct him to go to work. Same thing with the attorney general. A new attorney general, instruct them to get to work, find out what laws were broken, and they were broken. The special access, those SAP emails alone are above top secret.
Yeah.
These are massive crimes. So, yes, yeah. He can. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, good. I hope so. I hope he does. Anyway, has Hillary on guns?
I know here a young African-American man was fatally shot.
Yeah, she says, I am the crime.
I am the crime.
I am the crime.
Yeah.
I am the crime.
There it is. And here she's telling herself to be quiet. She doesn't believe her own lies.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
her subconscious can't stomach the lies.
I know, you're absolutely right. It's a really funny reversal. All right.
Oh, play it again. Oh, be quiet.
Okay.
This is her subconscious talking to her conscious self.
Yeah, oh. So here's the forwards.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people.
What a load of crap.
Yeah, and oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, funny.
There you go. All right.
That is too funny.
Yeah, I want to do a little bit of a plug.
Oh, now we got to get to this. Absolutely. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I was hoping the website would be up in time for the show, but it's still slightly. It'll be up tomorrow.
All right.
I've released two new books. Not just one, but two. One book is called Unveiling the Truth, The Secrets of Reverse Speech. That goes right into the JFK assassination and the political scenes. And covers a whole lot of stuff. But the whole book centers on the mission of reverse speech, which is here to bring the truth.
Never more clearly displayed than what you have brought during this past year. Just amazing.
A lot of it is what I've done on your show in the last year. It's just a real revelation of all of that. And also released at the same time is my autobiography. Big book, 150,000 words. Goes right into all the how I developed the theories and the techniques and all the troubles I've had along the ways, arsons and lawsuits and surveillance. And
boy, have you. Wow. I was in the middle of a few of those, and I can tell you that David is a very strong man to have survived that. Wow. Quite a book.
Yeah, so they're both coming out at the same time. Unveiling the Truth will be available as a hardback or a paperback. You can get that within 2 weeks, and it's only a metaphor, which modern biography is currently as a download only. It's an e-book format. But if you go onto the site within the next 2 weeks before the actual book comes out of the printers, you'll get a free download of It's Only a Metaphor when you buy Unveiling the Truth. So go and check my website. It'll be up there probably tomorrow, the new website for the book, and get the book. Be first. It's a dynamic book, best book I've ever written. The website is actually unveilingthetruthbook.com. And it's actually, the website's up now. They just don't have the sales buttons on there yet. But you're going to have a look at it, unveilingthetruthbook.com. And, two books I wrote this year. How about that, hey?
That's a lot. We'll have it up at Rents for you. We always promote special books, special people. And these two books, wow, that's a lot. That's writing is very difficult. That takes a lot of energy.
Yes, I know. Well, this year I've been just so busy. I've been writing books and seeing clients and doing all the rehearsals for your show. And I was a bit of a disadvantage this week. My lady in Canada was off work for a week, so we didn't have all the rehearsals I normally have on your show, but I managed to pull these ones together.
Well, you've had a huge following, and they're being spread all over the net. People listen all the time. So the reach is extraordinary, and there are a lot of people out there who would say, if they could, thank you, David, and I'm speaking for them and myself. You've just been a tremendous addition and a help to all of us in this very difficult time. And I think a lot of it has to do with the character of Donald Trump, which came through reverse speech with absolutely 100% straight A's. Perfect.
No worries. All right, Jeff, I'll see you next week, mate.
Okay. You take care.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com, his autobiography. What a read that will be. Wow. And the new book on how reverse speech, the importance of it, and what it means. And what it means is enormous, as you know. All right, that's our second hour. And we'll be back with hour three after this.